I'm plant number 002, and I'm often called a living stone. That's lithops in Latin. As a native of the vast dry regions of southern Africa, areas that often receive less than 2 inches of rainfall per month, I have cleverly evolved as a small succulent with a low profile. I look exactly like small stones in my natural habitat. Even when it's dry as a bone, grazing animals never guess that I'm a plant. They think I'm a rock, and they pass me by. Unlike them, I'm adapted to survive. My compact body is divided into two succulent leaves, fused together in the shape of an inverted cone. The slit at my top separates further as I get older, and you might see a new pair of leaves developing inside of me. I increase size by division. Rather than a common stem, I've got a taproot to seek out moisture. My thick leaves store enough water for me to survive for months without rain. Of course, if it rained more around here, I could have evolved bigger, but it doesn't, so I stay small and simple to survive. I thrive in low humidity. Don't water me too often. I'm not a lush. In fact, starting in September, don't water me at all until spring. Simply put me in a well-lit location and I'll thrive with a good amount of direct sunlight. If you've got a southern window, then that's where I want to be. I begin growing during the fall and continue throughout the winter and into spring. Around late spring, I begin to go dormant and need very little water. With the approach of cooler and shorter days of fall, I grow again. Give me water from early to mid-August. Often, a good drenching of the soil will encourage me to begin my growth cycle. Water me deeply during the fall. I like that best because it gets down into my tap roots. Discontinue watering altogether by about late September, and this rock will feel no pain. Talk to you later. Bye.